Deus in adjutorium meum intende.
Domine ad adjuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends his burning eye at mystery so bright. Crown him the Lord of peace, whose power a scepter sways, from pole to pole that wars may cease, absorbed in prayer and praise. His reign shall know no end, and round his pierced feet fair flowers of paradise extend their fragrance ever sweet. Crown him the Lord of years, the potentate of time, creator of the rolling spheres, ineffably sublime. All hail, Redeemer, hail, for thou hast died for me. Thy praise shall never, never fail throughout eternity.
Day after day, I sat teaching you in the temple, and you did not lay hands on me. Now you come to scourge me and lead me to the cross. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path.
I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees.
Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life.
Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips, and teach me your decrees.
Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law.
Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts.
Your will is my heritage forever, the joy of my heart.
I set myself to carry out your statutes in fullness forever.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Day after day, I sat teaching you in the temple, and you did not lay hands on me. Now you come to scourge me and lead me to the cross. The Lord God is my help, no shame can harm me. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone.
You have put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in your land.
Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips.
O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize.
The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart.
I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm.
And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety.
For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay.
You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
The Lord God is my help. No shame can harm me. The Lord Jesus humbled himself by showing obedience, even when this meant death on the cross. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at.
Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men.
He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself,
obediently accepting even death. Death on a cross.
Because of this, God highly exalted him
and bestowed on him the name above every other name,
so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend,
in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth,
and every tongue proclaim, to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord Jesus humbled himself by showing obedience, even when this meant death, death on the cross. Realize that you were delivered from the futile way of life your fathers handed on to you, not by any diminishable sum of silver or gold, but by Christ's blood beyond all price, the blood of a spotless, unblemished lamb chosen before the world's foundation and revealed for your sake in these last days. It is through him that you are believers in God, the God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. Your faith and hope then are centered in God. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you.
We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Because by your cross you have redeemed the world,
we praise you.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you.
Praise to our King, the Son of David, the Redeemer of the world. Praise to the Savior whose coming had been foretold by the prophet. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beatum edicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordia eius a progenies in progenies, timensibus eum, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles. Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Praise to our King, the Son of David, the Redeemer of the world. Praise to the Savior whose coming had been foretold by the prophets.
Before his passion, Christ looked out over Jerusalem and wept for it, because it had not recognized the hour of God's visitation. With sorrow for our sins, let us adore him and say,
Lord, have mercy on your people.
You long to gather to yourself the people of Jerusalem, as the hen gathers her young. Teach all peoples to recognize the hour of your visitation.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Do not forsake those who have forsaken you. Turn our hearts to you, and we will return to you, our God.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Through your passion, you gave grace to the world. Help us to live always by your Spirit, and given to us in baptism.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
By your passion, help us to deny ourselves and so prepare to celebrate your resurrection.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
You reign in the glory of the Father. Remember those who have died today.
Lord, have mercy on your people.
Precepti salutaribus maniti, et divina institutione formati, audemus dicere. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Almighty and ever-living God, who as an example of humility for the human race to follow, caused our Savior to take flesh and to submit to the cross, graciously grant that we may heed his lesson of patient suffering and so merit a share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Ora pro nobis sancta Dei genitrix.
Ut digni officiamur promissionibus Christi.